Sim Shin Tzadik Ches, and Shavur is on Sivvah, but Sivkat Mechav Gimel.
Shin Tzadik Ches.
Ches.
Sivvah.
So the case over here was, we have, outside of the city, there's this lone house, but it's within 70 amas of the end of the city, so we consider it an extension of the city. And we consider it like it's all one big city, Shabbatel, Kiracha, Shabbatel, Mufuzarim, which has houses, like any city, sometimes houses are spread out. So this distance is not, it's still called, it's a city with houses spread out, as opposed to that the city is ended, and this is like a lone house. And you measure the Tchum Michus HaBayis HaAchron. Now, Ozul L'Tamei B'Sifhei, that's according to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that when we have, we said before yesterday, that when you have the city, and then you have, we don't first give 70 amas and then we start the tchum. We start the tchum right away. If there's a house within 70 amas, we go to the house and we start the tchum after that. According to the Moa, you always get 70 amas even if there's no house. And if there is a house, you get 70 amas after the house before you start. So Shulchan Aruch said you start the tchum right away. He's going like his shita before and said, hey, that you start counting the tchum immediately after the house. The Moa Shom. First, after the last house, you give 70 amas and shirayim and a little bit more. Then you measure the tchum. We said in the Bir Lacha yesterday, that this halacha that you, the halacha that you give 70 amas after the city before you start counting, that he says, you can rely on. But that which after the house you give another 70 amas before you start counting, that's not. Okay. So what type of house are we talking about? It has to be a house which it's a base dira, and even a shul which is, has a place lechazon chavhei lechazonim. The stam esekness is lava dira vida. Basically, this is not where people live, but they would have a sometimes they would have like a shamish, a chazon being like a shamish, who would live there. Or even if you have a base of Avodah Zorah, and they have a place where their Kohaneim, their Goyisha priests live there, the Yinitz Darp is Le'ibur, Lobina Dafka Diris Yisrael. That which we extend the city, we say, because there's houses there, it's Lav Dafka, a Jewish dwelling.
The Shiva Mama is the outside limit of that separation between the houses?
Well, we'll see. For now, let's say yes.
In other words, in a very rural area where you have.
Right, so that you have a problem with tchum. Right, each house is separate from the other, and distance of it, you know, when I says distance, each one has its own tchum. Wait, Soros, Chavzayin. Letzvur, Liyana, Shemet.
Even if it's all called. I mean, what the municipality calls a city is irrelevant.
Correct. So they have these storage houses for grain, for wine, for oil. Well, but they're not called a living space. There's a room in there where the watchman lives. Again, they have to be 4 amas by 4 amas. Mm-hmm. We have a bridge which has a place where the person in charge of the bridge who lives there, litum hanameches, to gather the taxes, the toll, or basic quarters, or the person in charge of the cemetery, taking care of the cemetery. Okay, Mishalos Mechitzis.
Okay, in the language, it says the Yatzros, so you have a base year for the Shomer. But it could be sometimes of the year, there's nothing in the storage house, so there's no Shomer there.
Right, so that we said even if it's once it's made to be a base dira, even though there's nobody living there right now, since it's made to be a base dira, like the Mishabur on your test, even though there's nobody living in it right now, but it's made to live in, that's enough. Chav test. Mishalosh mechitzis, shayusham base dira mitchilo benaris. The case was that it only had 3 walls. I mean, you didn't live in 3 walls. Originally, there was 4 walls, and it was a place where people were living, and one of the walls got knocked down. Because of all the things we mentioned before, if there is, even if it's Meneras, but if there's 3 walls left, Ubaloy tikra without a roof. Or a shtayim in tikra two with a roof is enough. So the kamei, that's the next case. Okay, we had a case of the house boner b'yam. Shalso lefanas b'kelim shebesvinim. You put it down, sticking, let's say, sticking out on a pier, to which you would unload the boats into it. Kach neshav beis dira. It's called a beis dira. I mean, someone's going to be living there. So it's for the size of the room or the building is at least 4x4, 4 amas or 4 amas, and it's within 70 amas of the city. So that would extend. Then we said, the case was that there was originally a base dira there, and then it got torn down. But the Gra says that there's no requirement of a maziva, just the main thing is it has a tikra. It has two walls plus a roof left, even though there's no ceiling under it. It's just a plain roof. Maziva was like a covering they would put onto the beams. So you don't, even if you just have the raw beams on the roof, as opposed to some type of covering on that, that's not necessary. Okay, Umaora, you had a cave, which has a binyan up here, which has something, some type of building in front of it, which is 4x4, and it's a base dira. It has something more, base dira. So the Mishnah Berurah, Lamekin, Umarashi, Yeshmurti, Lamachi, Emaora, Shevis, the base dira. Umaora itself is not considered a base dira. Because it's in the ground. So even though somebody's living in there, but in regards to this halacha, it's considered part of the ground, not considered there's a mock of there's like an extension of the city. There's the idea is this is an extension of the city, this is a hole in the ground, people live in, that doesn't count. Okay. Habergonin, which are the sukkah, and shemri ganos, or shemri ha'ir, lishmer ha'ir v'peiris, they would make like little booths where that they would, people were in charge of the orchard or the people outside of the city would put themselves in. They're not measured with the city. They're not a permanent thing. They're a temporary type of place. But so he says it comes out somewhat again with some of these type of counterintuitive ideas. If the Pshat is the reason why he's there is because there's Ganovim, and he's there just because of the Ganovim, and directly if the Ganovim would leave, he would leave. So he's not really living there, he's just there. But if the Pshat is no Ganovim, and still they put him there, it means they want somebody out there. So they want somebody out there, and that becomes now Makom Dira. So it would be considered Makom Dira. V'ayim Ashari Tshuva, I'll take it a step further. And not only are we going to be Makel, the Begonin Ein Tzorach Liyos Behen Arba Amos.
So I lost you. What if there's Ganovim there? So then, what does that change the situation?
So the guy has a partis outside of the city, and there's a problem with Ganovim in the partis. He sticks a little booth in there so he can have a watchman sleep there overnight.
Okay,
right. So that's not a called a base theory.
Why he's living there?
Right, but since it's that's a temporary type of place. It's a booth. It's not a real dwelling. It's made to be temporary. And it's only there because they're Ganovim.
Okay.
So once there's no Ganovim, oh, no booth.
Okay.
So the purpose isn't really to put a booth there. The purpose over there is to get rid of the Ganovim. So it becomes, by definition, it's a temporary thing. If there's no Ganovim, I'm putting it there. Why am I putting it there? Because I like having somebody live there and take care of it. Okay. So that's where I want somebody to live there. That's more like a deer. Again, it's almost counterintuitive type of thing. It's a first class.
I mean, what happens if there's a gun oven there? So he wants someone to live there to watch for it. So
sure, but he doesn't really want. The goal over here is to have somebody live there. The goal over there is
to watch for the gun oven.
Is to watch for the gun oven. But if there's no gun oven, what are you putting there? You like somebody living there. You like having a person there who knows what's going on, etc. It's a different type of.
So he's like a supervisor more than a watchman.
Right. Then the Shartshuva takes a step further and says that once we're accepting Bergonim as a place of dwelling, so Bergonim don't need to be 4x4. When you build something permanent, you build less than 4x4, that's garnished. But you make something temporary, you make it less than 4x4, but the Maisa, it's there at some level, you know, you want it to be there, that's enough. That's because of Shartshuva about that. He does point out if the person really, they don't really want anybody to live there. They just really want to extend the city. So they came with a great idea. Let's put these booths out there every 70 hours so we can extend the city. That doesn't work.
Why is that worse than Eruv?
An Eruv is an Eruv, but you can't expect it. In a room with Tumah,
a structure is a structure. Say the same thing.
But it's not really living there. I mean, you want to make an Eruv with Tumah, make an Eruv with Tumah. Right? But that's... To make a dwelling is not really a dwelling. The boat is not kavua, and it sometimes will move out. Okay, the last case. The last case was a remo. So remo really added a new point. So remo says shnei bratim keilu negadu here. So Mishmar says first of all, the kir says incorrect. To sefer. So remo bratim keilu negad shnei rashi here. So we had before, we have here's your city, right? And here's a house within 70 yamas, another house 70 yamas, 70 yamas, 70 yamas, 70 yamas, 70 yamas. So we said, you extend it all the way to the last house, you draw your line of your tchum over here, at this end over here, and then you count 2,000 yamas. Comes along the way the Mishabura seems to learn it again. This is where the Acharonim understands. The Chazik says, I don't understand why it should make a difference, but this is how the Acharonim understands. We're going to differentiate between if that house, if here's the city, the house is in the middle, or if the house is at the edge. If it's in the middle, it can extend the city. If it's at the edge, it can't. Right? If it's parallel with the end of the city. So that's more, it's not you extend the whole city. That's like a case of a city with a gun. So just like this, it's the same thing as you made a city shaped like this. So it's enough to mean if you have many houses there, you have one house there. Okay? So if you put it in the middle, you can't call it a gam. So the Chazir says, I don't understand why you can't call it a gam. Why don't you call it one gam this way and one gam that way? Make it two gams. But the Acharonim assume that we don't look at it as a gam in that situation. It's coming out of the middle. It's coming out of the edge. Really, it is. It's a city, kimin gam. So now, then take it a step further. Now I have one over here and one over here at the two edges. So what do you do over there? So I look at it as two gams. So now what is it? This is like a case of, I look at it, there's here and there's here, and there's a space in between. So I'm going to basically use the rules which I had before for the case of the city, which is at an angle or at a gam. I'll do the same thing over here. I'll say how much is in between the two cities. There's many at one end, and at the other end, which go more than 2,000 amas past the city. We deal with like a city which is at a bend behind it. What does that mean? If there's a gap between the two rows of houses, more than 4,000 amas or more.
Right.
So they do not extend the city. So here's a row of houses, here's a row of houses, here's the city, you measure the tchum here. Now, you're allowed to walk here. You're allowed to walk here. But in the middle, your tchum ends at 2,000 amas from the city. So if you look at the picture, right, so if you have the house is extending at this end, the house is extending at this end, and this is their example over here, is if it's less than 4,000 amas, so you measure from here 2,000 amas. If it's more than 4,000 amas, so you can walk here in between, you can measure your tchum from here. Right? Well, let me know about it. Mikolshkin mitzad echad yetsim batim ad chutz l'apayim. If it's only one row sticking out from the side, in this case over here, we only have one like this. It's more than 2,000 amas. So in meir aruka yosim yarba lofim, and what's going to be a negative bias mitzad Hashem. If it's more than 4,000 amas from here to here, so it's less than 4,000 amas, that was the case of Gam. So what do? We say, here's the city, this is less than 4,000 amas, we look at it, this is full, and then we make the Merabeya this way. But in a case where it's more than 4,000 amas, so we don't do that. So what happens? The tomb is measured over here, and this is its own extension, But Mishabur points out, you are allowed to walk from here to here. Okay. Now the Chazanish says he doesn't understand why this should be different than the case that comes out the middle. So he's saying if it comes out the two edges, we say no good. Because we look at this is a gam, and this is a gam. So he'll put one in the middle and say this is a gam, and this is a gam. He doesn't understand the difference. But the Maisa, that's how the Chazanim understand this a lot. Okay.
Where can you walk from to?
He can walk in the row right next to the houses. He can walk. Which one will be after the tchum? But the rest of the area, he'd have to walk only 2,000 amos from the city.
What do you mean by that?
He's walking where the houses are. He can walk from house to house to house to house to house, even though it's more than 2,000 amos. He's walking over here. He can only walk 2,000 amos. Yeah, make sense.
City ends over here,
right. So you measure the tchum from here. But this area, you're allowed to walk where the houses are. Welcome.
So why in that case don't you like square it off like you were doing in the other case?
So we discussed that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Squaring works when you feel you have city, when you have it, when it's clear the city has ended and all is just, it's just like it's a different part of the city, so squaring doesn't work. What we're grappling with over here is a lot of a gap in a city. In other words, can I call this, like, this is all really city and there's some area empty?
Right.
That's what we're grappling with. So we say if it's more than 4,000 amas from here to here, I can't do that. That's really not considered city with a gap. That's considered like a whole different. It seems like it's impossible to walk from here to here. Even with a Ruvah Tchumah, it would not be possible to walk there. So I look at it as, it's, you know, and they couldn't meet, the two people couldn't meet, so that's really not part of the city anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Zion. Okay, now, so we said there's a din of this 70 amas and 2/3 amah. 70 amas and 2/3 amah is called the extension of the city. So now I have a city here and I have a city here. And the city extends out 70. The city extends out 70.
So in a city like New York City, which is kind of congested, what did we say about a park, like Central Park? Is that was there a lot of people there, but there's nobody living there?
Since there's city all around it.
Right.
In other words, the city extends on the side and on the other end.
It's on all sides, right?
So we basically ignore it.
Ignore it and say that it's part of the city.
Correct. But if the
city... that's not considered a gap?
But if I would have a city where this is the end of the city and there'd be a park here, or even be some houses here, but there'd be a park here and the here is empty.
Because it's at the end.
Because it's at the end, it would be a problem.
But if it's in the middle, it makes no difference how big it is.
Let's say no. Not because I'm qualified. There are some qualifications to that. But let's say, as long as you can clearly extend the city beyond.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. It's a difficult concept.
In other words, as long as I can say that the city is extending here, the city is extending here, around this area. So this is not going to affect the tchum. Now, is there a kind of tchum inside here? If I have a very, very large park in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Central Park is kind of large.
Right, where, I would say I can only walk from this edge into the park that much, and this edge into the park that much, wouldn't it be such a din? If it's 4,000 amas or less, for sure there's no problem.
Right.
So if it's, let's say it's more than 4,000 amas in the middle.
Yeah.
So that might be a problem. Mm-hmm.
So there could be theoretically a problem walking in Central Park.
Theoretically, I don't know whether it's large. That's 4,000 amas is 8,000 feet. It's a mile and a half. I don't think it's a mile and a half wide.
Long.
We walk at Central Park West. That's all.
Well, once it's narrow enough.
I never heard that you can. Yeah.
Once it's narrow
inside, go walk around.
We don't walk.
Once it's narrow enough, it doesn't make a difference how long it is, because it's always connected. I could walk from here to here across, so then I don't worry about this.
Oh, you don't worry about it.
So if there are homeless people living in the area, does that change anything?
Only if they have a dwelling place. They make a shelter for themselves.
Probably. Under a bridge.
Right, so then... It has to be carbon box, which is 4x4. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's like Brigadon, I don't know. Okay. Zion,
how you
stay at
Yarmouth? What did you told?
I'm sorry?
What did he ask you that you told?
He asked about a case, I don't. But he asked, if you live in a cardboard box, does that count?
That's what
he asked. It has to be seven, but it has to be four arms by 4 arms.
Carbon box?
Cardboard. So 70 and 2/3. 72/3 is 141 1/3. So if the gap between the two cities is less than is 141 amas and 1/3, so then we consider chashum shtem kira because it's one city. There's a call ir mehen mahalechas al kol ir ashniya b'chutz lapayma. So the people living in city A can walk the gap in between all of city B and then 2,000 amas after city B. There was a gap in the wall, and I guess there was a gap. So some disaster rolled through the middle of the city. So now you have this gap in the middle of the city. We deal with it as if it's closed up to 141 amas. Okay, so that's if it's one city in another city. So we say that the distance is 141. So we, the case of a city and a house, we said 70 amas. A city and a city, each city gets its karfif. And a karfif is 70 amas. But so if I have a city and I have this gigantic house over here which holds, you know, 10, 15, 20 families, but it's one house, that's one house. So it doesn't get its own 70 amas. So you get city, 70 amas, house. You don't get city, 70 amas, 70 amas, buy it, a big house. So it has to be city to city, then you get 141 amas. So again, I don't know when the Shibur feels you have to point it out again, but if you have a city here, this is less than 141, so you walk all the way from here to here, cross the gap into here, then at the end of this city, you count 70 amas, and then you count 2,000 amas. Okay. I can say you can go from one end of the city to the other, and then you measure the tchum after the end of the city. Another name for this process of adding 70 amas is called an ibur shilir. It's an extension of the city. Like a woman who's pregnant has an ibur. So this is an extension of the city. So it's two iburim. You extend the city 70 amas, you extend city A 70, city B 70, and they meet, so that's what we call one city. So as long as it's not that more than that, it's one city. But beyond that, it's two separate cities. Now again, that'll be because it's a total separation. So if the city is here, this is the city is here, this is the city, and then in between there's a totally empty area, so then we measure it by 141 amas. If there's houses here and houses here, right? So that's a different ball game. That's like your case of your gam. You, as long as there's not 4,000 amas here, the number becomes much bigger once you can extend it on the sides.
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to explain. We're coming up with two different, very different numbers. So here we're saying that the gap between the two cities is you have 141 amas. If it's more than that, 140.333. If you have more than that, it's two separate cities. We had before a case of a city like this. 141.333. If we had a case of a city like this, say, well, there's less than 4,000 amas. From here to here, it's one big city. So here the measure is 4,000 amas. Here the measure is 141 amas. What happened? The answer, this is two separate cities. The point over there is it's really one city. So one city, we say it's all called one city by saying, because over here they're clearly separated all the way down the middle. Over there, they're connected. So we say, well, this is all connected, and really, this is also really all part of the city. Just there's a little bit of gap of an empty gap. So that's 4,000 now.
Where it's all one too.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting case, which the Chazanish deals with, is what about the, what would be about the following? If you have
piece of paper.
Here's the back of this.
So if you have this, this is more than 141, but this is less than 4,000. So this is less than 4,000. We said we feel, look at this whole thing like it's full. So we look at it as if it's full. Well, it's full. Now they're attached. They're attached. I don't care about the 141. That's the Chazanish grapples with. What do we do in that case?
Aren't there communities that the houses are separate more than 70 hours? I mean, from communities that
280 feet. 280 feet between the houses.
I don't know how much is that in acres.
Well, 140 feet.
How much is that in acres?
I don't know. The gap between my house and my neighbor is 20 feet, 30 feet.
Yeah, I'm not talking about here, but right, like a place like Muncie that's spread around.
I'm on a quarter of an acre. My piece of property is a quarter of an acre. Mm. So from me to my backyard neighbor across, also else is a quarter of an acre. So between the two houses, probably is a good quarter of an acre.
How many feet is that?
Probably somewhere there about 70 feet, about half of that. It's 140, twice that. Yeah, but I don't care if two houses are separate, as long as there are houses which aren't. If every single, you would have that, you know, if this road, you know, road X is where the poor people leave, the houses are closer, and road Y is in the middle, there's the rich people, that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you might theoretically have a problem, depending on how the city is shaped.
I know there's some area, I mean, I'm not saying where from people live, but there are areas that...
You live in the Hamptons. You live out
there. They have 3-4 acres around the houses. Not even Hamptons. I mean, if you drive down River Road,
Hamptons.
You don't have to go that far. They're close. I mean, there's places in Maryland that are like that. I mean, I don't know. And they're not necessarily rich. They just have a lot of land around the houses. I think Muncie has a lot of space around the houses.
Depends where.
So I'm saying if someone lives in the area where this spread around, how does he get to shul? I mean,
if it's too far out, it might be a problem. Again, I'm saying if in road A and road B, the houses are close to each other. The fact that over here in these areas are within these gaps, but this is straight.
The outside edges, you mean?
Make your city. Right, so that's all city. So then you get involved in how you calculate the area in between.
So once the outside is close, you don't have to worry about the inside that much.
Again, we're with limitations.
People live there
with limitations. I will buy a second.
Where are the Hamptons?
New York. Out on Long Island. At the end of Long Island. Okay. Lamaches. I will buy a second. Bein shu oimi b'fnei atzma. Bein shu samach liir berichah kesem mishibim amam mishirayim. The same, it doesn't get its own 70 yamas if it's just a city standing by itself. Excuse me, a house standing by itself. And it doesn't get its own 70 yamas when it's standing. There's a city here and there's a house. You don't say 70 yamas, 70 yamas, and you don't get 140 over there, 141. If it's be after Shimon Amos Shirayim, the Mishay Yorvis Ki Hai Gavlin, the Chavim Kirachas. Two cities, you count it as you. If the gap is less than 141, and a third, you connect it. Now, by a second, ain't lo din ir, doesn't have a din of a city. You can't connect it. You have shloisha chatzeris, v'chotzer shnei batim, oz mikri ir, v'litin lo ibr. So the minimal size for a city, Kreger is 3 chatzeris, each one having 2 houses. Now you have a city. So you have a total of 6 houses. That's already called a halachic city for this purpose, that it has an eber of 70 yamas. Okay. Ches. So the case, that was, you have a city here and a city here. That was Sif Zion. Sif Ches, a little more complicated. Ha yishloisha kfarim mishulashim. You have three cities, and the three cities are in a triangle form. So, im yesh ben am soyi. Yeah. It's a picture of, so we have city here, and city here. The city here, if you move it up, would fit in between the two other cities. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, im yesh ben am soyi ben kol echem echi sedem alpayim ama oipachus. If the gap from this city to this city and this city to this city is less than 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas or less.
Don't we measure it to the extension of the wall, or do we measure it among the...
You measure it to the wall. That's what Ball is going to point out. Okay. Pachos mikan, ubein shneach chitzenim reish pegimel amas pachos shlish. Okay, and the gap between these two cities is, let's say for argument's sake, that this city was 4,000 amas wide. So if the gap between city 1 and city 2 is 4,282 and 2/3, which is 141 and a third times 2, right? 282 and 2/3 is 141 and 1/3. So if I move this city into the middle, I'd have 141 here, 141 here. Well, I do that. This is 141, that's like one city. This is 141, that's like one city. So if the gap between the city A and city B is, besides the width of the city C, it's less, it's resh pe gimel amma minus a shlish, or 282 and 2/3. Okay, so now we look at it as one big group. So we look at it as if this was here, and then it connects over here and connects over here. So you can walk from here all the way to here, and 2,000 amas beyond. Okay? And you can walk here, 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas. The question is, what do you do over here? So we're saying we look at it as one big unit. So is it one big unit, and we draw... So here, 2,000 amas, I understand that. But how do you measure it? Do you measure it like... We say, well, listen, we draw a square out here, all the way out like that. Or so what do we do? So comes the Rambam. B'sharman the emodim in amsoi rak micha maseha. That we don't draw a square, which is like this. First, you draw a square. It's one big city. Good. So it's one big city. This is all one big city. You make a ribua, and then you measure 2,000 amas beyond it. Most of you measure it like this. Here you only get 2,000 amas from the wall and amas. The wall and amas. The picture is written. It's wrong. This is 2,000. This is less than 2,000. Okay. Is that the Meshubra or the Lamed?
Less than 2,000.
From this city to these cities has to be less than 2,000 amas. Otherwise, it's not counted as one big unit. It's counted as separate. Lametes alpay mama yuchel over me amsoy lim shneim. But the fact that it's less than 2,000 amas, you're able to travel from city A to city C, or city B to city C, or from city C to either one of them, bli eruv, without making an eruv. Chenemrin roy kilo amsoy hayonosin ben shneim chitzanim b'sharachas. That we look at it in halacha as if it's not separate. It's really part over here. And therefore, there's no gap between the, and this fills up the gap between the two. If they're more than 2,000 amas away, we don't say it's all part of the same unit. If A and B are the gap is less than 141, so fine. I don't care about C. A and B are connected anyway. I'm not sure why I had to point that out. So the Bir Halacha says now the case in which we're giving, we're telling this. If this is 4,000 amas for argument's sake, and this is 4,270. So great, put in the middle. So you divide it up, you get 135 here, 135 here, that's less than 141, 141, shalom ha'yisur. If you look at the actual city, it's actually shifted. So if you move C, it's closer to B, closer to A, let's say. So the gap over here, the total gap is less than the number. But if you put it, if you actually move it in like as if it's in the middle, there's going to be a gap of more than 141 on one side. So that the Bir Halacha says, he says, yeshi stopik. He's not, you know, there's what to be mistopic in that case, how you would deal with that. In other words, do we sort of like move it in the middle wherever it is and that's good enough? Or do we put it exactly directed corresponding to where it actually is? If you take the outer village, number city C, and put it in between A and B, there'd be a gap of 141 on each side. You put C in between A and B, there's a gap of 141 between A and C, and between B and C, or 141 or less. Shubas hachakol resh pe gimel amen pachashlich, which is 283 minus a third. Wow. I'm not sure why you write it like that. Why don't you write it 282 and two thirds? I don't know. Ask a rabbi. Kimadina hachas. So you look at this one unit. Mudal shnai mechitzelim levech mizel lezeh. Afilu rochekim harbi echad mechaveri. So I can walk all the way from A all the way through the gap all the way to B, even though it's more than 4,000 amas. And then continue on beyond B 2,000 amas. It's all one city. The choruach. You get. Come on, the choruach. Let's learn. I feel I'm so. You mutal aleilach ad ben achitzinim. Mishama halan al paimam. So, C is able to walk all the way till here, and then beyond here another 2,000 amos. He walks all the way north. From here, all the way in between the two, and continuing on beyond the two, 2,000 amos. I feel him in bein shnei achitzenim yesh rebach here to my alofim amakam tadin hachi. Even if the gap between here is more than 4,000, that's also true. Given him namen and soy beneim lo yisher kim kubam alav amos rishish mekol tzad. Because if you put C in the middle, it'll have less than 141 than a third. Then but the soy the more adds. Some say you don't, but the soy. Ain modem lem soy kachzach lomer rak mechumaset. What's the lomer? The mahani hasor of the royan. This halacha that we consider it as if we move C in between A and B, we consider it as if it's in between. That works. Then yishnei chitzanim shiu ki irachas. So now A and B are one because if you put C in the middle, A and B would be connected. So therefore, you can walk. From here all the way through the gap to here and then beyond 2,000 amas. But that works to connect A and B. But not regards to C. Therefore, so it comes out, we said before, according to the first opinion, you can walk from C all until the gap between A and B beyond 2,000 amas. According to this version, you can walk from C 2,000 amas. And that's it. But Tamam, what's the argument? Why is that so? Shim nira oisa kemuvla bo'emi ben achitzan. So, how does it work? Well, as much as you're considering C in between A and B, so if C is here, not here, so you're not allowed to walk here. So you want to say you're allowed to walk here, because you want to say C is here. Well, if C is here, you can't walk here. Make up your mind. What do you want? So as far as A is B is concerned, they're not worried about C. They just care about themselves. It's okay, C is here, we're going to walk. But C, he's sort of stuck. You lose another direction. According to the first opinion, you could walk from C all the way till in between A and B and beyond 2,000 amps, and still you can walk beyond C 2,000 amps. Fine. Let's hold it here.